USA Radio News.
Today, suspicious packages addressed to Barack Obama and Hillary Clinton were intercepted by Secret Service. Also, CNN headquarters in New York and a Florida office for former DNC chairman Debbie Wasserman Schultz were evacuated after packages were found there as well. New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio has a message for New Yorkers.
I want to let all New Yorkers know you can go about your daily routine knowing the NYPD and all these other agencies are here to protect you. It's important to note that this is an ongoing investigation. As we have more information, we will provide it.
Vice President Mike Pence had a message for the person responsible for the packages.
Those responsible will be brought to justice.
Volunteers in Barron, Wisconsin are continuing to search for 13-year-old Jamie Kloss, who went missing 8 days ago, the same day her parents were found shot to death in their home. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alaruth, the conservative warrior. My show War Now airs every day right here on USA Radio from 6 to 9 p.m. Eastern. I'm also the star of the Wayne Alaruth Show on Newsmax TV, reaching over 50 million homes. But my favorite role is speaker extraordinaire. I was opening speaker at many Donald Trump for President events. I speak at Republican, conservative, and college GOP events, and I'm available to be the star at your next event. Contact me to arrange for a Wayne Root keynote speech. Call toll-free 888-444-ROOT. That's 888-444-ROOT. Or email wayneroot@gmail.com.
Experience Dell Cinema technology on the Dell XPS 13, a laptop for people who never say no to one more episode.
Hi there, I'm calling about my dinner reservation at 7. Yeah, I'm not going to make that.
With lifelike color, brilliant sound clarity, and uninterrupted streaming, Dell Cinema technology on the Dell XPS 13 with an 8th-gen Intel Core i7 processor makes whatever you love to watch even better. To learn more, call 800-BY-DELL. That's 800-BY-DELL.
Researchers at a medical university in Vienna, Austria, report that people are eating tiny pieces of plastic along with their food. USA Radio Network's John Clemens has more on the story.
The research involved people from the UK and from 7 other countries. Lead researcher Dr. Philip Schweibe says he was surprised that the plastic particles showed up from everyone in the study in every sample taken from the different countries.
I was surprised very much that all participants, independently of their place where they live, really had microplastics in their stool. So this shows the sources might be really multiple.
I'm John Clemens.
Lottery officials on Wednesday said the $1.6 billion Mega Millions ticket was purchased at the KC Mart No. 7 in Simpsonville, South Carolina. It's possible we may never know the winner, as South Carolina is one of the 8 states where the winner can remain anonymous. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Look, you've heard me talking for a year about how much I love MyPillow. You can get one, too. And now it's a better deal than ever. You go to MyPillow.com, click on the Buy One, Get One Free special, use promo code USA. You'll get one free pillow when you buy one at regular price plus shipping. And don't forget, now you have until March 1st to return it if you're not absolutely in love with it. Go to MyPillow.com, use promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175. But do it now.
Where's the best place in America to celebrate Halloween? USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has the story.
Wallet Hub's 2018 Best Places for Halloween report ranks New York City as the top city for the holiday. In coming up with the report, Wallet Hub considered things like candy and chocolate stores per capita, average price per Halloween party ticket, and share of potential trick-or-treat stops. Jersey City, New Jersey was ranked second, Los Angeles third. Total spending on Halloween in the U.S. is expected to hit just over $9 billion this year. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
WWE Universal Champion Roman Reigns announced he's battling leukemia and relinquished his WWE Universal title belt. He explained why he came out with the news earlier this week.
I've been living with leukemia for 11 years. And unfortunately, it's back. And because the leukemia is back, I cannot fulfill my role. I can't be that fighting champion. And I'm going to have to relinquish the Universal Championship. But I'm not looking for sympathy. I'm not looking for you to feel bad for me. Because I have faith.
That audio courtesy of the WWE, and Reigns' leukemia had been in remission since 2008, but has once again reappeared. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.